Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to the Fair of Opportunities call on Thursday, the 15th of May, 2014, at 1700 UTC. On the call today, we have Dev Anand-Luxing, Glenn McKnight, Maureen Hilliard, Tidani Bendama, Wolf Ludwig, and Pastor Peters. From staff, we have Ariel Liang, Carlos Reyes, Gisela Gruber-White, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Terry Agnew. And I, during the roll call, I did overlook Olivia Crippen-LeBlanc and Eduardo Diaz. So sorry about that. Please go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so we don't have any other changes. Just a quick update. We've been discussing a number of topics. There's a number of outstanding issues. Hopefully we'll get some clarification today. Outstanding issues such as the speaker, the room, some of the music to be supplied, and the end of the day is the sponsorship. So I'd like to turn quickly, because we have shorter time than normal, to the first item. Heidi, did you want to, for the benefit for those who joined this call, who are not on the last call, an update on the room? I'm going to jump to the room item first of all, if you don't mind, section number 12. You were talking about the room, and it was the last time we had a discussion was the GAC room. So perhaps you, Heidi, if you're there, can give us an update on the room.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. This is Heidi, for the record. Actually, yeah, it was not going to be the GAC room. I think that was one option. So right now it's currently still in the Windsor. And again, as there's continuing the concern about the size of that for the format that is being asked for. Now, there is some likelihood that it might be to another room. But again, no decision can be made until the entire number of meeting forms, reservation forms for all of the ICANN meetings are submitted and reviewed by the meeting staff. So the deadline for that is today. So I would say in the next week or so we'll have a better picture of the availability of a larger room for the fair.
Thank you so much. That's great. So for the benefits of those who are not on the call before, there was a lot of discussion on the layout, especially the U shape, that it, given the number of people, it was suggested at the last meeting an alternative room. So as Heidi says, we should have an update possibly today, so maybe on the next call we'll have that nailed down. Thank you so much, Heidi. Okay, so since you're still on, Heidi, a very important item, 4.1, is the speaker. So you've come up with some suggestions, and perhaps if you could post those into the center panel, or go ahead and hopefully everyone has seen those. There, Heidi has come up with some fantastic suggestions that are local, and I'm assuming they're free. So back to you, Heidi.
Okay, this is Heidi. Actually, let's see, Carlos, could you list the names? And Gisela, if you happen to have that email or the documentation of who those proposed keynote speakers are, I don't happen to have them at hand. Just as a point of clarification, those were a list of local speakers in the ICT area based in London.
Right. Yeah, I had that impression.
Yeah.
So there's no travel for them, and the logistics will be easier. And sorry, Heidi, who actually found those people?
It was the Edelman. It's a consulting company that ICANN uses and based in London. So let me just see if I can get that quickly for you, unless somebody else from staff is faster.
While you're looking that up, there was a discussion earlier on for the benefit of people. Tim Berners-Lee was one of the ones suggested earlier. My conversation with Duncan revealed that this chap, he's not available, but secondly, his daily per diem rate is a little high. So that would absolutely be out of the question. So we're looking for somebody, hopefully, that is free and that's inspirational and keeps it to the 15 minutes that we hope to have.
Yeah, this is Heidi. So I have the names. If staff could see if they could post that PDF that was sent. And just as a clarification, the request for Tim Berners-Lee was for pro bono.
Right, it was.
Yeah. So, okay, so the people that we are currently now voting on, I think it's the PR group that is currently taking the survey. And if you are a member of that PR group, please do take the survey. The deadline is tomorrow, and as of yesterday, there was only one person who had voted. So we have Ben Hammersley, who is a journalist. I'm just going to say their names and their career, their profession. Christopher Holloman, who's head of digital project development at the Times and the Sunday Times. Martha Lane Fox, who I've heard is excellent. She's an internet entrepreneur, co-founder of LastMinute.com. There is Nicola Mendelzohn, vice president of Facebook. Joanna Shields, chairman of TechCity and the UK's business ambassador for digital industries. Gary Vaynerchuk, who's an entrepreneur. He's CEO, co-founder and CEO of a social media brand consulting agency. So those are the choices.
Great. I'll turn it to the audience. Anybody have a strong opinion on any of those that are on the center panel? I know you probably didn't have much of a chance to see their bios yet, but is there any opinion? Okay, Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Glenn. Martha Lane Fox is known to be a very good speaker.
Yeah, Olivier, we're not hearing you. If you could speak louder.
Thank you, Glenn. Martha Lane Fox is known to be a very good speaker.
Yeah, I think all of them are fantastic, and Martha looks fantastic too, and she looks like she has a great profile. So this is, they all look very promising for sure. Anyone else opinion on any of the? Because it's correct me if I'm wrong, Heidi. It's the PR group that will decide on who the speaker will be, not us. Is that correct?
No, this is Heidi. So again, currently. Carlos has sent, at the request of Murray Researcher, he sent a poll to the PR working group for who they would prefer among these people. And correct me if I'm wrong, Carlos, but that survey ends tomorrow. So at that point, we'll have the priorities or we'll have the responses from the PR group. And again, the PR group was charged with finding and approving the keynote speaker for the fair. So, again, those of you who are on the PR group, please vote by tomorrow. Again, as of yesterday, there was only one person who's voted. And then once the person is approved by the PR group, then my understanding is that the ICANN communications team will work with Edelman on arranging the speaker.
Thank you. Eduardo, then Olivia again.
This is Eduardo. I don't remember if I saw the poll, but I will, if Carlos, can you resend it to me? I'm not sure if I voted on that or not. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Olivier? He put his hand down. Okay. So thank you so much for that hard work getting those names. That will be great. Based on our agenda, I know Heidi and Olivia are going through the agenda for the presentation during the evening. Again, this is a fairly short presentation, and hopefully we'll be able to get together whoever is the speaker so they have a really good introduction on what ALAC is. Okay, so let's move to the next item and in our agenda today. So, one sec. Okay, so... the next item is 4.2. It's the RELO volunteers. So if each of the RELO representatives can speak about their volunteers and how they're setting up their tables. If I could, first of all, I'll speak on behalf of NoRELO. Judith Hellerstein is responsible for the NoRELO display. She's updated the slideshow. We're just waiting for the new template for London to make the modifications. We've taken our original slideshow that we had in Toronto, shorten it down, adding pictures, so that will be on our table. We've also requested the staff for English, French, and Spanish new brochures with the right address as well, and we've given feedback on our banner. So let me turn to each of the RELO representatives on the call. Okay, so Maureen, can you comment on your volunteer for the volunteer for the RELO table?
Thank you, Glenn. Actually, no, I can't tell you much at the moment, but I do know, like, Sarah Nosh and I have actually been having discussions, but we haven't actually sort of, like, specified anyone particular. It's probably us. But we're currently sort of like organizing some our presentations, but we're not as organized as you are at the moment, but we will be.
I'm sure you will be. Thank you so much. Yeah, just gently poke or assign someone, Maureen, other than you and Sarah Nush. I know you guys work really hard, so see if you can find someone else to be responsible for that. That'd be great. So if I can turn to Wolf, can you comment on the preparation of the Urello table for Urello?
Yes, Wolf Ludwig for the record. This is done by the Urello secretariat, which is Julia Morne, and she has taken over, and I think she coordinated the tape for the Urello music, etc., and she will coordinate further efforts included at our next monthly call in May. And she may find some more volunteers for on-spot, but she is a contact point for this.
Thank you. Yes. On our secretariat call tomorrow, I'll bring it up to her as well. Okay. Dev, I'm sure you're probably in the same boat with Lacrello, not the representative, but maybe you can comment.
This is Dave. Well, I don't think I haven't really gotten back in touch with Humberto, because I really want him to really help coordinate it, because you can then, you know, call for people and so forth to help with material for the table and so forth. So not prepared right now to say anything, Marty. I'll get back to you hopefully soon.
Great. Thank you so much. And lastly, to Johnny. I think the Johnny's...
muted.
I believe he's muted. Yeah, if you can hear me, to Johnny. Okay.
Yes, I hear you. Okay. For Afralo, I think that Aziz, the chair of Afralo, will be the main player in that. Perhaps he will give this to one of his colleagues. But he did the work for Durban, for Dakar, etc. I think he will continue, and he will prepare so the visual for that and the content of the table. For the music, I think that Victor will be in charge of that, and I think he delivered you. I don't know if he delivered already, but he is in charge of delivering you the music from Africa. I don't have details. But I will ask Aziz and make you know.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Just a comment on that. Yes, Victor did send me an email saying he will collect, except for Eduardo. Eduardo's actually doing what I've asked, and that takes us to the next item, which is item 4.3. People are suggesting their songs, but they're giving just a list, or they were giving me a link to YouTube. What Eduardo did is exactly what I asked for, is to upload the MP3 files. We can't make a playlist from links to YouTube or just a list of songs. We actually need the songs in order to create the playlist. Now, in the case of AP Rello, apparently Nancy has a playlist that's been used, and I'm waiting for Nancy to get back to me on that actual playlist. She has it as an MP3 file on a USB. So that could be locked in. So what we have right now, we have the Lacrello complete soundtrack. Nancy has that soundtrack for us, and I'm asking the Norello people to convert it to the MP3 file, and that would be true for Tajani, your area, as well as Wolf's area. So I'll be talking on the secretariat call tomorrow. Okay, so I've covered the next item on the music and the uploads and my instructions, and I'll reiterate that tomorrow. On the next item is special ID. We've had a little bit of a discussion on that, but maybe we can open that again or put closure to it, whether ribbon or some kind of identification for the Fair of Opportunities. So I just want to turn it to the Maureen. Nancy is the staff person who met us at the Fair of Opportunities meeting. I believe her last name is Lapino. She apparently... Charlene, CLO, actually said she has a playlist. So I've sent an email to her. So back to the special ID. Heidi, you were talking about a special ID for the Fair of Opportunities. Have we come down to decided on something?
This is Heidi. So my understanding was that there was consideration of a pin, of a lapel pin, but now that has been, I thought that the general consensus was that it was not going to go ahead now because we have other promotional items. I think so. We just in terms of promotional items, we have a ribbon for everyone, for the participants, some lanyards for everyone. We'll have a special surprise for people as well. So the mentoring program is going to be having a little smiley face sticker. So, I mean, if you wanted to have a simple sticker like that, so at this point, we've been using funds for other promotional items, so there really isn't much for a lapel pin.
We don't want to be a walking advertisement either. Anyone else on that? I'm more than comfortable not having anything, but it was an item that was brought up by someone. I don't recall who brought it up. But if we are in consensus, we can remove that from an action item in our list. Anyone else? 1, 2, 3, last call, gone. Okay, moving forward, Eduardo agreed. Okay, so moving on, we jumped in our queue earlier, but let's get back to 4.4. Is staff update on food/snacks for the event due? And I assume it's to do with sponsorship as well. So do you have any update, Heidi or Olivier, on what will be served at the event? Go ahead.
So this is Gisela. She's our social...
Hi, Glenn. It's Gisela.
Hi, Gisela.
Hello.
Hi.
So I've been liaising with our meeting staff with regards to the catering, and it's looking very good. For now, it's, the outline is a canapé package, so there will be 4 cold and 3 hot canapés per person. And we have a 2-hour unlimited drink package, which includes beer, red and white wine, sodas, and water and juices. And what I'm doing now is I'm working on the actual canapés to make sure that we've got an international selection to include halal and vegetarian. And I will be able to get that to you probably by next week, just to make sure that everyone's happy with what we're proposing.
Great, thank you so much. Can I just suggest to make sure that there's proper signage? So the last thing we want is somebody having some food which they think is vegetarian or halal and it's not. We don't want to upset anyone at all.
Glenn Giesler here. It is so funny that you just said that because I'm busy writing to the catering manager and I'm just saying including halal, and please to make sure that we've actually got little signs on it. I'm asking if we're doing kosher food. I'm not sure if they're actually providing that, but that is also one of my questions.
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's not going to be a big spread, but they'll have some alcohol or non-alcohol, depends on your predilection, but that will be a great appetizer. So that's great. So they'll be floating around. Do they need assigned space? I assume in our layout we need a couple of bar locations to specify in our room layout, I take it? Go ahead.
Gisela here again. I'll confirm how many bar stations they need. Well, with such a large number of people, they may need 2. But one of the questions was, would you prefer a buffet setup or would you prefer tray service? Now, my thinking behind this is tray service, A, it takes up less space, and B, people won't actually just congregate around the food table, but they'll be able to circulate around the Raylo tables. And for the bars, there will also be service for the 2 hours of the fair.
Oh, excellent.
Wait
to
serve.
Thank you. Tijani, you wanted to say something?
Yes, please. It will not be about food. We spoke at the beginning of our work about screen for each Raylo to project visuals. And we didn't speak about that later. So I don't know what is the preparation for that.
Okay. Yeah, let's put that on the agenda, 4.9. So do you have a comment on the food or snacks?
No.
Okay, well, you know, Tajani, please hold that thought, and we'll get right back to that. 4.5, thank you, Gisela, if there's no more questions on food and snacks. 4.5, we covered that already. We'll have an update on our next meeting. Olivier, if you're there, could you give us an update on the sponsorship?
Thank you very much, Glenn.
Thank you.
Speaking. So sponsorship, at the moment, we've got the dinner by Ophelias, which is sponsored by Ophelias, which will happen in a pub on the Friday night. Sorry, on the Saturday night. Then on the Sunday lunch, we have a lunch that is sponsored by PIR that will take us to the other Hilton hotel just down the road, the Hilton Paddington. Then we have sponsorship for $10,000 from Google so far, who has given us the chance of allocating it on anything that we want to allocate it on, so that some of it will be allocated to the fair, etc. As far as the other sponsors are concerned, or the other sponsors we've spoken to are concerned, VeriSign has said they want to sponsor, but they've been silent for the past month, which is strange. Facebook has also said, yes, we absolutely want to sponsor you, but they've been silent for the past month. And as far as other potential sponsors are concerned, Microsoft has come back and said, no, we cannot sponsor you because we're sponsoring the ICANN meeting. However, when I asked whether they could allocate some of that money or ask for ICANN to allocate some of that money to AFAS too, they've come back and said they don't usually do that. So it would really be to us if we wanted to ask ICANN to get a small chunk or a small piece of that overall sponsorship that Microsoft has brought forward. That's the thing with sponsorship at the moment. A couple more sponsors I've gotten in touch with. URID, the people who run .eu, they've not come back to us yet. It is very late now to try and get some new sponsors from scratch. We're just working with Gisela at the moment to see if we can balance the books from the amount of sponsorship we've had so far and the events that we're having. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, so in that case, item 4.7, Olivier, if we can just update that budget line items in item 17, if that's possible. Now, one of the items, and I've posted this twice, I'm not sure what's happened to it, is 4.8, the 018 evening agenda. Now, I understand, Heidi and Olivier, you guys have been going over how you would like to do the flow of the evening. Olivier, can I turn it back to you?
Takes me a little while to unblock. Sorry, to unmute.
Sure.
Sorry, the evening. Which evening was that? Would that be?
Well, Olivier, if I could, and Gisela is going to actually leave this, if you don't mind.
I think that's probably better.
So we're going to just. She's prepared a draft, what we call a script, and this is something that we use, and all of the organizers, including most of you, or all of you on the call, will be given a script. Prior to the start of the fair, so you'll see exactly what goes when. And this is needed by, you know, if we're going to use the AV system or if we're going to use songs, et cetera, so they need to know exactly what's going on when. So this is, we've just developed this, and you'll see it being uploaded. So if we could review this today, please. Gisela, I'm going to hand the floor over to you.
Sorry. Heidi, it's in. Sorry, I'm just uploading it.
And if I could, while that's being done, this is Heidi again. One issue is, when do we wish to have the interpretation? If we have the interpretation at the beginning for the keynote speakers, et cetera, then we can let them go. Because I don't think we need interpretation for the entire two-hour event when most of it's going to be networking and just talking between each other. If we could get confirmation of that, please.
I'm so sorry. I'm uploading the document. I'm not sure what's happening here. I'm just going to get a copy over to Terry so that she can see if she can get it on from her side. Apologies.
This is Glenn for the record. This is like watching paint dry. It's a bit challenging. But for the benefit of everyone, the idea of this is that everyone knows the program so that we know when we start, how long they're starting, so that not only the speakers, but we make sure we're thanking everyone appropriately. Like Heidi says, appropriate translation is done. So while we wait for this, Heidi, did you want to add anything else to that?
Just Gita, if you have that script in front of you, did you want to just start talking through it and allow Terry sometimes to get that into the screen?
Yes, please. Sorry, I've got the copy in front of me.
Okay,
now,
over.
I was on two lines. Now, just with regards to the start time, it is 18:30, correct? Because on the Fair of Opportunities page, it's currently written 1800. But I think that was just a draft that Glenn did initially.
Yep.
It is 18:30. And in fact, if my understanding is that if a larger room is available a little bit after, perhaps at 1900, then we'll start to get 1900. So we'll be flexible there. And this is Heidi Spiller.
Okay, wonderful. So that was the first point. Then, as Heidi explained, we just need to give a minute by minute to the tech staff and as well that everyone else in the organizing committee is aware of what's happening.
You're breaking up slightly. Could you maybe just adjust
sorry,
your mic?
Hang on, let me just try.
Sorry, is that better, Heidi?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I'm just a few technical issues here. There we go. So, as I was saying, let me just get back to the... We need to have a very detailed script for us main staff and as well as for the organizing committee of the fair. And what then I suggest is that we then just use a very simplified version as the agenda on the actual wiki page of the fair. My thinking was that if we have an 8:30 start, do we start at about 6:30 start? Do we start at about 6:25 with the background music playing? Question to you is, does the background music play for the whole hour that we have socializing? And Glenn, I just took this from the agenda on the wiki page.
Yep, it's just a draft agenda, so it's the community needs to decide on that.
So again,
okay,
and my concern here, sorry, Gila, is if we have socializing to begin with, what do we do with the interpreters? Do we ask them to come back? That's possible. They can go have dinner and come back, but we just need to have a specific time slot, maybe 30 minutes for the interpretation and the keynote speaking is going on. Thank you, sorry to interrupt.
No, not at all, Heidi. Sorry, let me just get my... I'm just still trying to edit for you, which isn't happening. Then we've got the 1830 to 1930, the socializing. What I put in one of the columns there was RALO leaders to encourage networking and cross-RALO interaction. We're going to have the different tables for each RALO, and I just think it's important that we've got some key people just to make sure that people don't huddle together and stay within their region and language, and that we don't have a language barrier as well. Like, not mentors, but people who would be assigned to assist with this.
So you're asking who's going to be helping with the last
Is that something that sounds reasonable?
Well, this is Heidi. If I could speak just in the past, the members of the organizing committee are those doing that. But obviously, the three mentees, that's Anthony Migani, Gunilla Asprink, and Mercy Moyo would be fantastic as well.
Yes.
More than
and also with And with regards to the 1 hour socializing that we have from 18:30 to 19:30, this is a time when the food will also be served as well as the drinks. As I said, a 2 hour continued open bar. Then from the agenda, what I've taken is at 19:30, we have welcome and introductions led by Olivier. My comment on this is what time would we like the board to be there, and whether it's us staff inviting the board there. Comments?
Tijani's got a response. Go ahead, Tijani.
Yes. Yes, thank you. I think that the board should be invited by Olivier, perhaps through you, sure, but it will be Olivier. When I think it will be at the beginning, and that's all.
Sorry, Tijani Giesler here. So you'd like them there at 18:30 for the socializing. I'm just not sure we're going to be able to capture their attention for 2 hours. So maybe if we get them to be there halfway through the socializing and before we start the official side of the fair.
Yes.
I'm just trying to be realistic with their availability, Giesler here, sorry. Giesler again, is Fadi invited and is that he's going to be able to have 2 hours out of his time? Comments?
The silence is golden. Looks like I'm not getting any comments in the chat, and I think Dev is typing something, but I think you're right, Giesler. It's unrealistic to expect the board and the chair and the CEO to be there for 2 hours. We have to have a realistic time.
Right.
Yes.
So,
I mean, this is something that can obviously be taken onto the mailing list. I'm terribly sorry that you're not able to see what I'm looking at. But it's just that from there we can work on getting the board there, getting Fadi there, the welcome and introductions, 19:30, Olivier, and that includes an overview of the ALAC and an invitation to Rainer Tables. Glenn, there again, I've taken what you had on your agenda on the wiki page.
Sure.
Then I have a 15-minute slot for special speaker to be confirmed. And then I have a 5-minute slot for a thank you to the speaker to be confirmed. Is that Olivier that will be taking that over as well? And then 25 minutes, the last 25 minutes, open to socializing again.
Okay. Olivia has a comment.
Thank you very much, Glenn, for some of your speaking. Gisela, it looks like you're having good problems in uploading this. You have sent in your copy of fairscript2.docx. Is this what you would like to put in there? Because if that's the case, I can try and upload it onto the
Okay, Terry, actually, Olivier, before you do that, Terry, could you give us an update where you are with that? Are you having difficulties as well?
Yes, I believe Gisela and I were both trying to get it uploaded at the same time, so we were fighting for control, but I just got control, so give me one moment. I have it.
You win.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Wolf has to leave. Thanks for joining us, Wolf. Okay, well, that's coming up. Isla, feel free to edit that agenda. That's strictly a draft, and the changes you're making are really good. I think you're thinking of the logistical ideas, i.e. translators, when should the board come, when should they leave. But as Marina said in the chat, she feels that the board was very participatory in our RELO showcases in the past, and I think it's a great opportunity. They're welcome to stay the 2 hours. They don't have to, but it'd be great for them to visit each of the tables. So we'd be happy to have everyone there.
I fully agree. What I'd like to do then is possibly liaise with board support staff and just to say, this is our program. and we would really appreciate if they were there from this time to that time. And then at least we've got them there for the main chunk. If that is the introduction by Olivier, if that's the second part, we absolutely want them to mingle, but we've got the half an hour socializing. What I will also get before the next call is an idea of their schedule on the Monday evening.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Heidi wants to say something, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. You're reading my mind. Yeah, there was a question of whether Heidi and Steve Crocker should be given short speaking slots. I'm not to push that, but I would think that would be a really nice thought to invite them to just to say a few words on the fair and the Atlas itself, and perhaps it might be a good opportunity to just acknowledge the efforts that they've made to let that happen.
Thank you, Heidi. It's a great suggestion. I think our discussion in the past has really been cautionary. Unfortunately, Wolf has left, but I believe Wolf is the most adamant on that, is not to make a whole evening of speeches. So I'm more than happy to see Fatty and Steve speak, but I think the idea is well wishes, fairly short presentation.
Yeah, okay, this is Heidi. I can stress that to the people that organize their time. That's amazing.
Thank you so much. Okay, so that's great. So now, hey, I see an agenda. It's on the screen. So everybody can see that now?
I don't.
Yes.
Wow.
It's very useless.
Thank you so much, Terry or Gisela, whoever got it up there.
Thank you for
your time. So we even got prices there. Wow. That's not cheap in London, eh? So that's based on 180 persons. Is that what we're expecting or more?
Gisela, did you? I can respond to that, Gisela, if you'd like me to. But go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Can I go?
So right now we have the latest figures we heard from Carlos earlier today. I believe is 154. So you know, including the board, other people that we're expecting, I think we're going to have around 180, maybe a little bit more. But as you've experienced at other previous ICANN meetings, the canapes are very generous in terms of quantity, so there'll be a lot less. Even if we order 480, that will serve 200 people very, very easily.
Thank you so much. Any other comments on the agenda from anyone that's still here? Our numbers are dwindling as the hour goes through. Okay, if there's no more comments, I know that we're sensitive to time, and that's great. Thank you so much, Gisela, for working on that agenda. And we're going to have to make sure that we'll do modifications adding Steve and Fatty into the agenda. One of the comments in the by Gisela was a roving mic, not a lectern. I think that's a great idea if we can have a cordless mic. Yes, Gisela, it is a draft. Thank you. Okay, Tijani was here. Okay, I believe our next item is 4.9, and then the last item I want to confirm is the dates. So, Tijani, go ahead.
Just to Gisela, please send this this program on the email list. Thank you.
Okay. So the additional item that's not on the list that's a change to the agenda was an item that Tijani brought up, 4.9, is what's on the tables and projectors. One of the things we did have a request was larger DVD screens so that with that we can plug in a USB or connect to a laptop for the slideshow. Just want to make sure for logistics, whoever is taking care of that, not only the tables, the right color tablecloths for our regions, as well as that television and power, that'd be great. So, Heidi, who is responsible for that?
Gisela is doing all that. So, I'm just keeping her note. So, just you know, I do remember the request for the large screen TVs for the tables. Are the tablecloth, is that something that the region could organize, or did you want staff to go and get those tablecloths?
I think the region should bring their own. I think they could bring some artifacts. They can bring, I'll take care of bringing the gold one, yellow one for our region. If each of the volunteers, secretariats can do that, I think, and dress up our tables. We should be responsible for the table except the large TV. I think we should even if there's some little artifacts from the region as well. Even if they want to give a little giveaways, it would be great.
Glenn, if I may, please.
Sorry, what is the size of the tables? Actually, I'm not sure. I think they're probably just the standard banquet-type long elongated tables, what, 3 by 6 or 8 feet, I assume. That's the size. It's not going to be huge tables, enough to have some literature and the 30-inch screen on the one corner. Gisela, do you have an update on that?
Glenn, yes, if I may. A, the room has not been confirmed as the meeting forms are in progress. So once that has been submitted, we will have a final on the meeting room. And I think then we will take it from there with meetings team on the logistics and the size of the tables, and whether we can then send out a final drawing of the meeting room on exactly what it's going to look like, how many chairs are going to be left, where the U-shape is going to be placed, where the 5 Raylo tables are going to be placed, and where the catering tables are going to be placed as well. And I think, as I said, we can only have that information once we know the final on the room. Can I just have confirmation that each Raylo table would like a plasma screen?
Yes.
Okay. Gisela again. And that they will be running whatever they're going to be showing on the plasma screen from a computer that is theirs, or how are we going to be doing that?
Most new smart televisions will have a USB connection, so all they have to do is bring a PDF version on a USB. If they haven't figured that out, they can always connect their laptops. But ideally, I like to see them just bring their USB with their slideshow on it. And it could be a collection of photos as well as a small slideshow. And it should be on self-rotation.
Exactly. It will be looped.
Thank you, Gisela here. I'm just into the... I will make sure that we get confirmation that the TVs have USB connections. That's the most important.
Yes. Go ahead, Heidi, please.
Yes, thank you. This is Heidi. One additional thought was that, as some of you may already have been reached out to by Kelsey Zuzmich for the Skype videos, all Raylos have been, all the ALSs within the Raylos have been asked to provide Skype videos. The numbers are not quite where we would like them to be, but those that have been taken, I believe they're around 70 or so. would you like those videos to be available?
If we can put them on a USB as well, but they should be separated based on the region. So
okay,
if you have those available and they're from, so even if it's a selected, say, 5 per region, and they can be on a USB, we can run those as well. It's a 2-hour night. Why not run the videos as well? In fact, maybe it's the first time some people have seen the video. It's a great idea.
Okay, so thank you. This is Heidi again. So, again, you'd like to have the Skype videos divided by the Raylo and then those given to the Raylo tables.
Yes, that's correct.
Because another option was to select maybe just to do a 2-minute show of various clips from all of the Raylo Skype videos together, that communications team at ICANN to produce. And that would be shown then during the speaking bit. Did you want that, or is that overkill?
I'm a little cautious on that, but I'll turn to the group. I believe to Johnny. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think that the videos has to be given to the Raylo leadership, so that they will compile a video sequence that will be used for the screen. The proposal of Heidi looks good, but as Glenn said, we have to be cautious. I know that the quality of the video are not good. The lighting is not sufficient because it is used. It is made through the Skype, so through the webcam built in the laptop. And I know that the lighting is not good, so the quality of the video is not that good. And the most important thing of the video is what is said, and in the huge event like this, I don't think that people will listen to what is said. So this is my concern. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Okay, the last thing I want to turn to is the agenda items. I put suggested times. I'm suggesting, if it's convenient for staff, to do exactly what we did today. Start with the Atlas, go right into the Fair of Opportunities, every week going up. If that's okay with everyone, if you can make it, great. If you can't, I understand. But if that's okay with everybody, those dates, and we can set the schedule. And if any other comments on that? Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, I have a comment. This is Eduardo.
Okay, go ahead.
Thursday, June 19, I don't think that's it's a good time for a meeting. Most people will be traveling at that time.
Okay, thank you so
much. I will stop at June 12th and you know, we'll do whatever it's from email. Thank you.
Okay, if everyone's okay with that, we can cancel the 19th meeting. But I would like to meet before the fair, whether it's a Saturday or Friday night, Saturday or Sunday evening, just to meet with interested parties to make sure everything is organized. So do a face-to-face prior to the showcase.
Yeah, Keith, could you comment on how that normally works on the ground?
Sorry?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. Gisela here for the record. Sorry, Glenn. With regards to the showcases that we've done previously, we will choose a date and a time for all those in the organizing committee to get together, and we run through the evening with meeting staff. So we go through this is why we need the script. Tech and the meeting department, as well as the tech department, will need the script for the evening, and we just run through the fair for this time around, the Fair of Opportunities, and we just run through it on a date and time chosen by all, and then we can always fine tune if anything needs to be done.
Okay, excellent. Okay, thank you so much. If that's it, everyone, I'm sure you're pretty tired for 2 hours in a row. Heidi, anything else? I'm just waiting for her to complete typing something. But if no one else has anything to say, I'd like to... Oh, sorry, one last person, Tijani. Did you have something to say?
Yes. You proposed that we do the Atlas and then the fair. It will be too long, I think. As you say, today it was a very long call. So if we manage to make them shorter, it will be okay. But for two very long hours, it will be, I think, difficult to follow. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. For the record, this was about 40 minutes long because we had spillage from the first meeting. The first meeting went on for an hour and 20 minutes. So this one was pretty good. I think it was fair, like Heidi says, it was fairly productive. I think we covered a lot of material. And thank you so much, everybody, for being so patient. Okay, if that's it, everyone, we got some work to do, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Please disconnect all remaining audio lines at this time, and thank you very much for joining.